Good morning, everyone. This is Dr. Merkel with Take Two Healthcare every Saturday at 11 to noon. It's great to be with you this, it's kind of cloudy. It's a little bit maybe misty, rainy out there. But you've got me for an hour. What more could you want? It's going to be a great hour here. I'm very excited to be here. First weekend I've been, this year I've done the show. And it's going to be a good year. I do believe it's going to be a good year. And hopefully you have that same attitude, that optimism. Because what you think really matters. What you think matters. If you think things are bad, you're going to make things bad. You will. It's self-fulfilling prophecy. If you think things are bad, you're going to make them bad. And all you're going to see is bad. And you're going to be missing out on the blessings of living in America. It's, what was it? Abraham Lincoln said, people are about as happy as they make up their mind to be. And I'm going to choose to be happy. I am Dr. Merkel, doctor of chiropractic, board certified in clinical nutrition, a couple other degrees as well. Been right here in Miami Valley for, let's say, over 35 years. Okay, 40. Who's counting? Over 40 years. Right here behind this marvelous WHIO microphone for over 30 years. Truly an honor to be with you. And I am so pleased to be here. And I get comments from listeners as well as patients who's been with us many years and how we've changed many people's lives. And my clinic is in Far Hills, on Far Hills Avenue in Royal Swiss Village. Got a great couple of doctors there. Dr. Andrew Dyer has been with us over 20 years. Phenomenal doctor. And he is board certified in clinical nutrition like I am, but he's also board certified in acupuncture. Truly an expert. And he's got some cases that are absolutely phenomenal. And I use a lot of his cases when I go speak at national conventions. Yeah, he's got some cases on cancer. When I present those to oncology conferences, they're blown away. And they are just absolutely amazing. We also have Dr. Natalie Yaley. She's been with us for about 10 years, I think. That name is familiar. She is a graduate of Bellbrook. She was quite the athlete, amazing athlete in high school at Bellbrook. She is a doctor of chiropractic, like we all are, and she is certified in thermography. And thermography is a phenomenal technology. It's been used for over 30 to 40 years. It is a painless, touchless, safe breast scan. Doesn't include any radiation or x-rays, no pressure, anything like that. It detects heat changes, causes cancer develops and grows. Cancer has to have a high blood supply. And so there are chemicals in your body that helps your body to produce new blood cells, blood vessels that cancer needs to grow. If there's no blood supply, your cancer can't grow. So there is a disruption of normal blood flow and normal tissue dynamics, and that's able to be seen with a thermography. A lot of countries around the world use this more than mammogram. A mammogram tells you you have cancer. Thermography can indicate that you're headed toward cancer. And it can give you a lead time of 10 to 15 years. You don't just get cancer, boom, overnight. You don't get any disease just overnight. Most of the conditions you have, chronic conditions, have taken years, months to develop. Truly, months, years, many years to develop. And that's what we see with these, with the labs that we do and things like that. And that's why we want everybody to get a baseline lab test. It's first of the year, be a good time to get it. Baseline testing. And check your score. See where you're at. I do mine at least once a year, about every 8 months or so. I check the score. I want to know how my liver function, my kidney function, my thyroid. Do I have anemia? Do I have any major problems? I want to check that and see where I'm at. Because if you wait till symptoms, you're waiting till it's too late. You can have 20% kidney and liver function left and have no symptoms. 10% pancreatic function, have no sign of diabetes. So by the time you have symptoms, boom, all at once you're on dialysis. All at once you're waiting on a liver transplant. All at once you're type 1 diabetic. But those conditions would show in the testing, in the lab testing, months and years in advance. Now, there's a thing you got to understand on how you look at lab work. Now, I've been teaching lab work for over 30 years. I teach continuing education, and I teach advanced laboratory analysis. Here's a great example. There's a cancer marker that has a level of 38. If you're over 38, you have medical cancer. 38 is the cutoff number. Below, you don't. Above, you do. Now, I know all you doctors, nurses out there, don't blow a gasket. I know the only way you can diagnose, I'm doing quotation marks in the air here, the only way you can diagnose cancer is with a biopsy. Now, let me just follow that train of thought. After a biopsy, what test do you use to determine course of treatment? Use the blood test I'm talking about. You're using a cancer marker that I'm talking about. And let's say we're using the CA2729 for breast cancer. Okay, it's not diagnostic medically. Medically speaking, it's not diagnostic of cancer. But listen to this. People, doctors, nurses, students out there listening. If it's elevated, if it's over 38, it's always pathological, isn't it? It is always pathological. We can't say definitively that it's cancer, but you can't say it's not. In fact, it's more than likely is, because that is the value you're going to use to determine course of treatment. More chemo, more radiation, that kind of thing. Okay, now I want you everybody to get your baseline. Women, y'all ought to get your baseline cancer marker, your thermography, all this stuff for breast cancer. And here's why. Suppose you get you that cancer marker, the blood test for cancer, it's supposed to be less than 38, and yours is 15. Okay, 15 is good. Now, you might be thinking, why isn't it zero? Nobody has zero. Why doesn't everybody have zero? Because we're all fighting cancer every day. Research studies have shown that we have anywhere from 100 to 1,000 possibilities of cancer every day, but our bodies are healthy enough to find it, identify it, take care of it, and we're good. So no one has zero on your cancer markers, not even men. So you did it 3 years ago and it was 15. 15 is good. You had it done 2 years ago, it was 22. You did it last year, it was 30. You just did it and it's 35. Now, is the medical doctor worried about that? Is the medical? No, why not? Because it's under 38. If it's under 38, it's not a problem. From the medical standpoint, until it's bad enough to treat, it's not a problem. It's like any fool can tell when you've fallen off a cliff. When you got a raging forest fire, we want to catch it when it is just smoldering. That's why we're going to see that 15. Oh, it went up to 22, then 30. That's not good. But it's not medically cancer yet, but it's not good. And that's why you need to get yourself tested on the cancer panel, the heart panel, the neurological longevity panel, all these things, so you can optimize, because the earlier you find a problem, always better results you'll have. So if you had crept up to 30 on that, oh, that's not good. And we tighten up your diet, give you a few vitamins, and it drops it back down to 18, you're good. Yeah, you're good. It's that easy. But why wait until you're raging forest fire, until you got cancer, to do something about it? But that is way the medical profession works and are trained. Okay, let's talk about the bottom line, money. Is there more money in preventing cancer, avoiding cancer, or treating cancer? Well, duh, it's like, yeah, every cancer diagnosis is worth anywhere from $1 million to $1.5 million, according to my people sources that work in a hospital, $1 to $1.5 million. So if I take care, so if you get tested, and we see some things that aren't quite right, and it takes, you know, let's say you got a cancer marker, it's creeping up, and for a couple $1,000, we knock it back down to 18. How much would it cost out of pocket if you wait till you got cancer? Yeah, it's going to run you hundreds of thousands of dollars. The leading cause of bankruptcy in our country is medical bills. Yeah, because they're not going to tell you how much it's going to cost, because you can't put a price on health. You can't put a price on your life. That's what they're going to tell you, to convince you to do all the testing, to do all the therapy. And then when it comes due, yeah, they'll take your house. They'll bankrupt you. Sure they will. Yeah, how ridiculous is that? Would it be better to prevent a problem like we're talking about, thermography, the lab testing, or wait until you're on dialysis? Well, obviously, the medical profession is going to be for Dallas. They pay lip service. Oh, yeah, we're into prevention. No, they're not. No, they're not. The mammogram and all the testing is for early detection, not prevention. Early detection is not prevention. What I'm talking about at our clinic, we test you to try and keep you from getting it, truly preventing it. Okay, now, obviously, we do have cases where people get end-stage cancers. They get cancer, and we get them to remission. I've talked about those many times over the years, and we've got some phenomenal cases. Stage 4 cancer, we've got a couple of cases now going on 20 years. They're not cured. Do they still have cancer? Yeah, but it's in remission. They're not zero, so yeah, they got cancer. Can you live with cancer? Yeah, we're all living with cancer. The thing is it out of control? So if the benefit were at 15, and we do have some stage 4 cancers, but suppose we get you at 24 and you've been at 24 the last 20 years, you okay? Yeah, you're okay. Yeah, you're fine. It's about the numbers, and that is the key. That is truly the key. And, okay, we got a good show for you today. I'm going to talk about something that happened in the last couple of weeks. A 12-year-old boy with severe stomach pains. I'm going to talk about that. And we're going to talk about some vaccines. Hepatitis A and B is going kind of like crazy in the medical world right now. Should we be doing those? Are they doing them in children? Potential things like that. We'll get into cold and flu, what you need to do this year. And what about the COVID vaccine? We'll talk about that too. Again, I am Dr. Merkel. If you'd like a second opinion, if you'd like to take a different look at your health, I'd recommend you call our clinic, Take Two Healthcare, or go to the website, take2healthcare.com. The name of our clinic, the motto is Take Two Healthcare. Take 2 weeks or 2 months to try a safe, natural option, because even serious problems sometimes have simple, safe solutions. And I've shared hundreds of cases over the years where it was truly that. People have MS, lupus, cancers, Crohn's, psoriasis, and we do the test and we go, boom, there it is. Couple of changes, symptoms are gone. But you won't know until you go to an expert that knows how to do that. I hear that music. It's time for me to go. Tesla's kicking me off. We'll be back here after this break. I'm Dr. Merkel. And we're back. I'm Dr. Merkel. 433-3241. It's 937-433-3241. If you would like to talk to one of our doctors, we would love the opportunity to see if we can help you. And truly, if we can help you, you're going to see in 2 weeks, maybe 2 months, depending on the condition. It's not like, so we hope it works. No, we're going to test you, develop parameters, and we're going to develop a program of diet, vitamins, lifestyle, whatever the testing indicates. And then not only do we expect you to have some symptom change, but we expect your labs to change. And sometimes the changes are very dramatic, very dramatic. Hey, I'm looking at a little note here that says, since the 90s, how fast our health has collapsed since the 90s. Obesity is up 250%. Autoimmune disease is up 300%. Autoimmune disease up in the United States here, in the United States. Autoimmune up 300%. That's MS, lupus, psoriasis, Crohn's, all those things, about 100 different diseases. Antidepressant use is up 500%. Diabetes is up 90%. Depression is up 60%. Cancer is up 30%. Childhood obesity is up 111%. Why? What is happening? We spend more per person for medical care than anywhere else in the world by far, at least double. We take more drugs per person than anywhere else in the world. We spend more on health care than anywhere else in the world, and yet we are, 48th in longevity? 47 countries, their population is longer than ours. Yeah, yeah. And we take more drugs. Shouldn't we be better? We take more vaccines. There are more vaccines in the United States than virtually any other country. And I believe any other country, at least it was, until our current administration is lowering the number of vaccines. But we take more vaccines, and yet we have more childhood obesity, more childhood autoimmune disease and disease than anywhere else in the world. Is there a correlation? Well, give me a call if you'd like to comment on that, 457-1290. But it is a big problem. We're getting sicker. Now, I know we've had a little nice period where people are living longer, but the people who are living to be 100 today were born when? 100 years ago. And they didn't get a fraction of the vaccines, if any, when they were a child. They didn't have McDonald's every day. I'm days away from being 69. We had just a few vaccines. Going to McDonald's, Burger King, was truly a treat that we'd get to maybe once a month, something like that. It was a treat, not something you do every day. Very rare, but not today. And drugs, you had to be basically, you know, on your deathbed before, you know, the farmer, my dad was a farmer, before he ever went to a doctor. You had to be really, really sick. Otherwise, just give it some time and you'll get over it. And we did. We did. There are people that take their kids to the doctor to drop the hat, at least a little sniffle and problem like that. Well, that creates a problem. That does. And I want to give you a story here. I don't know if I got time to start a story. We'll perhaps to follow it up after the break. But I got a call last week. Last week. A friend of mine, actually he's my nephew. They have a 12-year-old son who's having some serious stomach problems. You know, just serious. They double him over. And he's having severe pain, and they took him to the hospital. And they said, oh, he's just having a flu. You know, just a little virus, stomach virus. Don't worry about it. But this was not like a normal stomach virus. He didn't have a fever. It wasn't like the flu where he was throwing up and vomiting and stuff like that. He wasn't vomiting. He just had severe stomach pain. And then they went home, but then the pain problem persisted to go back, and they do a scan. They say, oh, yeah, you've got an inflamed digestive tract. They just said it's inflamed. They didn't say why. They said there's no gallstones that they can see or anything like that. So they're very frustrated. They just thought he had the flu or something like that, just a virus. They wanted to give him antibiotics, but the mother said, well, that doesn't help a virus. Why give antibiotics for a bacterial infection when it's a virus? Okay, so they're smarter than the average medical doctor. He's just trying to throw some pills at and pander to the patient just to get him out of there, throw some drugs and get him out of there. So they called me, and I listened carefully. They did do some blood work, so I got a chance to look at the labs. And the pain pattern was such that, you know, after he'd eat, he'd have severe, about 20, 30 minutes afterwards, severe pain. It'd double him over. He'd get pain during the night, different times, but it'd come in waves where it'd be really strong, really bad. It'd ease up, but never went away completely. But it was a lot of pain. And I'm going to have to tell you how this story ends after the break. Hold, keep you on the edge of your seat on this one. We got a solution for it. We figured it out. I am Dr. Merkel at Take Two Healthcare. We'll be right back after this.
Go.
And I'm back. I'm Dr. Merkel at Take Two Healthcare Center every Saturday, 11 to noon, 937-433-3241, or just go to take2healthcare.com. Okay. So my nephew's son, 12 years of age, is having severe abdominal pain. Bends him over. I mean, he's just in severe pain. He tells his dad it's a 10 out of 10 pain. Maybe even worse if he could describe it. It'd come in waves, really bad, then he's up. And as I said before the break, the emergency center just said, it's a cold or flu, you know, no big deal. And then, but the kid had no fever, was not vomiting, no diarrhea, nothing like that. And it didn't go away, so he went back, and they did a scan and ultrasound. Okay, you got an inflamed digestive tract. Okay, and basically that was it. They did some lab work, and finally my nephew gives me a call, gives me the rundown. And I looked at labs, and I listened to the patient, I listened to the parents, and I realized this is not the cold or flu. This is a gallbladder problem. Now, I know you doctors out there, no, I can't have gallbladder problems with a 12-year-old. Yeah, but, you know, we treated them like as a gallbladder like we do with natural care. There's a protocol I developed for people with gallbladder, gallstones, those kind of things. And in my 40 years, we never had to have a patient have their gallbladder removed. But what they're afraid of is they'd take the son back and said, you know, is it gallbladder? They were afraid that they'd take the kid's gallbladder out. Because some doctors believe it's not necessary, that there is no point in having a gallbladder. How ridiculous is that? Reminds me of a story several years ago. Had a patient come in. She had been dealing with digestive problems and stomach pain, all that stuff for a couple of years. And the doctor said, well, your gallbladder looks okay, but why don't we take it out and see if it helps your problem? That's true. Doctor right here in the Miami Valley said, well, your gallbladder looks okay on the scans, but why don't we take it out and see if it helps? Well, what if that wasn't the problem? Are you going to put it back? No, you need your gallbladder. Let me be very clear. If you don't have a gallbladder, you are slowly, slowly developing chronic degenerative conditions, even up to cancer, that you think are age-related. That your doctor is going to say, oh, it's just because your age, you know, it's just common for people like you and that kind of thing. No, if you had your gallbladder, if somebody knew how to help you get your gallbladder working properly, you would be healthy. You see, your gallbladder concentrates your digestive enzymes 5 to 12 times. So your body's continually making bile and it goes down into the gallbladder and the gallbladder concentrates it. So that when you eat food, the gallbladder is a muscular organ. And it squeezes that bile into your intestines. And that bile is concentrated to help you digest fats. So if you don't have a gallbladder, according to Guyton, you are losing up to 40% of your fat-soluble vitamins every day the rest of your life. What are the fat-soluble vitamins, everybody? Vitamins A, D, E, and K. You're going to lose 40% of your fat-soluble vitamins every day the rest of your life, and you are going to develop chronic degeneration. You know, look how important vitamin D is. Hormones, cholesterol, blood pressure, bone health, muscle health, mental, seasonal affective disorder. And that's just one vitamin, and there's a whole bunch of other things associated with vitamin D. Now you add A, D, E, and K. You are developing chronic degenerative conditions, and you need a health expert who can order labs, look your labs, and tell you how to optimize your health because you don't have concentrated digestive enzymes. So you're going to need the proper enzymes to help you be healthy. Well, that's what the family, the father was afraid they'd do to his son, take the gallbladder out. I have seen one other a young girl, 14 years of age, with gallbladder problems years ago. We got her straightened out, no problem. And so we treated him as if he had a gallbladder problem. Even though the scans didn't show any gallstones, maybe his pancreas was a little sluggish. It was inflamed, but maybe the bile ducts were a little bit inflamed, a little bit sluggish. So we treated him for gallbladder, and it's been about a week now, and his dad said he's fine. He's under control now. He still has to watch his diet. We got him on some diet to take stress off the body, take stress off the gallbladder, that kind of thing. But he'll slowly introduce foods back in again. But he's perfectly fine now. His dad said he didn't have any pain at all. Maybe just rarely, rarely, occasionally, you know, maybe one or two, just a little feeling. But from having extreme pain with the therapy and the treatment, he had almost immediate relief with just a proper treatment. So if you're having problems like that, why don't you call our clinic, 937-433-3241. Maybe the solution to you isn't getting your gallbladder taken out. You got to find out what the problem is. And that's what we do in our clinic is find out what the problem is. Oh, we got a caller online here. We've got interesting case, looks like. Terry, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hello, Terry. Thanks for calling. Happy New Year.
Thank you. It's an honor to talk to you.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. How can we help you today?
So know, I have to tell you that sometimes listening to you on the radio stresses me out a little bit because I hear things that could be applied to people that I know, and it just makes me want to jump out of my skin because they go to their regular doctor for everything. But anyway, what I called about was I'm hearing a lot about this inherited cancer cell, breast cancer cell,
that
can be detected early.
Yeah.
And the solution to that, the pre-treatment, and I'm using air quotes, is to do a total mastectomy just to make sure you never get cancer. And personally, this is my personal view, that sounds extreme, and I just wanted to get your opinion on that whole situation.
Well, thank you for calling, and I feel the same way. There's so many people I come in contact with, and my mind's thinking, I could help you. But in my mind, I think, why don't you try it for 2 weeks or 2 months? Why don't you just give us a call, try it for 2 weeks, 2 months, and you might be amazed that whatever problem you have is gone or greatly reduced after 2 weeks or 2 months. As far as your genetic disease, genetic cancer, baloney. Don't buy it. That is the most ridiculous thing. Why is breast cancer so high now in women compared to 60 years ago when I was a kid? The rate of breast cancer has skyrocketed. Cancer is up 30% just in the last few years. Breast cancer is up. 1 out of 7 women are now going to get breast cancer. When I was a kid, it was spoken in silent terms. Oh, so-and-so's got breast cancer. Because it's so rare. Now it's common. It is not genetics. And I think it is a crime that these doctors are cutting off young girls' breasts. I had a 17-year-old girl years ago. She was so distraught. Her grandmother died from breast cancer. Mm. And the doctor scared her and had her at 17 years of age get her breast cut off, and she was devastated. Like, why'd they do that? It is not genes. Hey, okay, everybody, I know some of you guys
process, the process is being covered by insurance at this point, so I feel like maybe that's a incentive to
no doubt. No doubt, an incentive. That's prevention. Well, I tell you, the doctors might have a different standpoint. They said, you know, if you want to avoid testicular cancer and prostate cancer, why don't we just cut those off? That way you don't have to worry about testicular cancer.
There you go.
To worry about prostate. Oh, they'll have a different idea then. it's genetic. But if you want to avoid it, just get them cut off. There you go. What's the difference?
That's pretty good.
Things. How many guys are going to sign up for that one? But it's not genetic. Here's what I tell when I lecture to doctors. Here's what I tell them: genes load the gun, environment pulls the trigger. Has our genes' genetic structure changed in the last 60 years, or last 100, last 1,000, last 100,000 years? It hasn't changed. What has changed? What has changed, Terry? Our environment. All the vaccines, all the drugs, all the pollution we have, that's what's changed. The genes load the gun, environment pulls the trigger. And here's something you got to understand. A genetic tendency is not a physical certainty.
Right.
Women have had these genes for hundreds of thousands of years or thousands and thousands of years. And it isn't until recently that breast cancer has been the scourge to women like it is now.
Well, recently that they've discovered this supposed gene, too. And we've probably had that for thousands and thousands of years.
And this is beautiful, though, for the medical profession, because if it's genetic, it means you can't help it.
Right.
You cannot change your genes. And so your only hope is to come to the medical altar of surgery and get them cut off because you can't do anything about it. It's genetic. That's so much baloney. If somebody says it's genetic, you got to leave right away because our genes haven't changed. These cancers, when I was a kid, is like 1 out of 30 or 40 people got cancer. Now, today, 1 out of 2 men and 1 out of 3 women are going to get cancer in the United States today. Is that genetic or is that environment?
Yep, that's environment and diet.
Terry, I'm so glad you called.
Thank you.
I am so glad you called. That's something that I needed to let people know because they've been fed. in a string of my opinion lies. And I know there's very famous movie actresses that have had their breasts cut off and all this stuff. Like it's some heroic thing they're doing. I'm thinking, no, you just drank the Kool-Aid. Yeah. And you believed it. And you don't need to. If you get your body healthy like they were 100 years ago, you don't have to worry about this stuff. Okay, I got to calm down, Terry. You got me all fired up on that one.
I know. I get fired up on it, too. Thank you for taking the time.
You're welcome, Terry. Thanks for calling. You have a good day. We're going to go right into, we got Jesse here. Jesse, thanks for calling. How can we help you today?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yep.
All right. Hey, I'm 42 years old, and last few years I've had an elevated LDL, and I'm just wanting to know kind of how, you would define that. I mean, is that genetic? I mean, I'm pretty healthy and otherwise and stay active, but could you just kind of comment on that? And the only other thing is I got my blood work done yesterday, and I noticed that my AST and my ALT had jumped about 10 points, and it's really threw me for a loop. So is there any way you can kind of tie all that together to help me understand a little more?
Yes. Your liver makes most of your cholesterol. So you can be on a zero cholesterol diet and still have high cholesterol because your liver makes cholesterol. But LDL, you have your HDL, which is your good cholesterol. You have your LDL and VLDL, and then you have different subparts to that, and they break it down to the high density and all these other fractions that they do on it. But basically, studies have shown that a high LDL and high cholesterol is associated with longevity. That where there's an LDL, and I've seen this in my practice, if I have a high cholesterol and high LDL, but their VLDL and triglycerides are good, that's not diet. There's something else going on. Generally, according to studies that I've read on this, there may be bacterial, viral infections. Could be low thyroid. Low thyroid is a common one for elevated cholesterol, so your thyroid might be a little bit off. But there's also things like chemical toxins and heavy metals. And it is thought that the high cholesterol is the body's way to protect the nerves, brain, hormones, and cells from chemical and heavy metal toxins. See, your cells are basically cholesterol. Your brain is mostly cholesterol. Your nerves and MS and things like that, it's the myelin sheath that gets damaged in MS, but it's a myelin sheath that is fat, it's cholesterol. And so if that is elevated, you need to have elevated LDL and cholesterol indicates that there's pathology going on. And again, if your VLDL is good and your triglycerides are good, that is not diet. Something else is going on.
So a VLDL of, I think it was 9, and then my triglycerides were like 51 or 55,
That would be good.
What you're saying then.
Yeah, those are good. So you got something else going on.
Wow.
You could have low vitamin D. I don't know. You could have lead, mercury. You could have, I don't know. But there's a ton of things that could do it. But people live longer with high cholesterol than low cholesterol. If you lower cholesterol with drugs, you die faster than if you have just generally high cholesterol. My oldest patients generally have cholesterol around 240 or 250, 100 years of age.
Yeah. Well, you can imagine what my doctor has recommended and will continue to recommend.
So. Statins, obviously.
Yes, and I want to avoid that.
There's a researcher in England said that statins are the biggest scam ever perpetrated on people.
Wow.
The biggest.
So I can call you Monday and maybe get something rolling and we can try to figure this out. I've got a lady I work with who highly recommends you. So. Well,
thank you. And that's what we do. We are experts. I think I teach advanced laboratory analysis and that is what we do. We look at labs more thoroughly, carefully. We don't wait till you've fallen off a cliff or have a raging forest fire. And sometimes things are a little bit off. You may not have any one thing, but you got a lot of a little bit low vitamin D, your protein's a little bit low, you could have this and that, and we just got to fix it.
Well, I appreciate your insight, and, you know, I, like I said, I ultimately reached out to you because you recognized an arsenic poisoning with her particular situation, so I'm going to call your office Monday.
Very good. Well, thanks for calling, Jesse. Thanks for calling.
And, yes, sir. God bless.
And thank you very much. I appreciate that. You have a good new year. And he mentioned arsenic. Yeah, arsenic can cause high cholesterol too. The body's response to chemical toxins to protect the brain, the nervous system. And the way to do that is your body produces cholesterol to help protect your nerves. So you reduce your cholesterol with drugs and it will make you sick. I'm Dr. Merkel. We're going to take a break right now. We'll be right back after this. The pharmaceutical company in this country has taken over. And there's some great research in England where cholesterol is so important. And there's actually problems when you take statin drugs. You actually become, there's many side effects of statin drugs. There are serious side effects of statin drugs. And you are going to, I believe, shorten your life with the statin drugs. I know they use it for heart. But that study was so flawed, it never should have been published. It was kind of like a fake study. Horrible, horrible science. And it's not cholesterol and LDL that causes heart disease. It is inflammation and triglycerides. High triglycerides and inflammation is the problem, not cholesterol and LDL. That is a bogus claim that has been perpetrated on the American public. But statins are, nobody should be on statins. Absolutely. In my opinion, no one should be on statins. There are so much better options, and you need to find out, like we did with this fellow here, why, if your cholesterol is too high, why? It could be simple. You could be low in vitamin D. You could be low thyroid. Okay, let's go into another thing. We're seeing the effects of taking these weight loss drugs. Emery, a recent article from MedPage talks about Ozempic teeth. The Ozempic and drugs damage tooth enamel. There's also an 85% higher thyroid cancer risk within the first year. Let me read that right. 85% higher thyroid cancer risk? Oh, my gosh. And women with type 2 diabetes were on these drugs, preeclampsia, elevated liver enzymes, they tend to have higher risk of hair loss. If you've had a transplant, you have a 15% greater fold of having serious problems, chronic cough, all these with the drug. Bad news, wouldn't do it. The other thing I want to talk about, flu. I got like seconds to talk about here. Flu, and I've never done the flu vaccine. I'm 69, never did it. My mom never did it. Flu vaccines, whatever they are. The one for this year is a very, very poor match. So it wasn't helping you anyway. COVID vaccine, skip that. Never did that. And I'm still alive, believe it or not. I am still alive after all this time. Hey, I am Dr. Merkel. It's time to go. It's great with you every Saturday. And do something today to be healthier than you were yesterday. Take a walk. Call a friend. Call our office. And by the way, go to church tomorrow. I'm Dr. Merkel.